third paper. Internet addiction in China. Page 13.
Visitors to China might find it difficult to locate an internet cafe. That's because the government, as part of its campaign to deal with the growing problem of internet addiction among its youth, has banned new internet cafes from opening. It seems that China is the first country in the world to regard internet addiction as a serious clinical disorder, similar to drug addiction and alcoholism. According to psychologists in China, users who go online for 6 or more hours a day for 3 consecutive months can be defined as addicts. Warning signs may include a fear of people, uncontrolled anger, and an intense desire to use the computer if they are denied access. According to a study conducted by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, of the 236 million Chinese under the age of 39 who go online, 4% are considered to be addicted. One reason for the rise in the number of addicts may simply be the rapid growth of the internet in China. In the past 12 years, the number of internet users in the country has skyrocketed from 620,000 to 338 million, making it the world's largest and fastest growing online population. Another reason may be China's one-child policy. Parents of only children may place so much pressure on them to succeed academically that they turn to the world of computer games and internet chat rooms to escape from these pressures. The growing number of addicts has led to social problems, which the government is anxious to put a stop to. A great deal of juvenile crime in China is blamed on the internet, and while most of it involves stealing to fund the addict's habit, some crimes are more unusual. In Shanghai, for example, one player of an online game was physically attacked because he had stolen a virtual prize from another player. In recent years, a number of camps have been opened to treat young internet addicts. The first of these, the Internet Rehabilitation Center, was established in Beijing by Dr. Tao Ran, an army doctor. The camp is run as a military institution. Addicts in the program wear uniforms and follow a strict routine. Cut off from the outside world, no computers or cell phones are allowed, the young people participate in army-style drills, sports, and therapy sessions from early in the morning to late at night. While the discipline seems to work, the extreme methods used to treat addicts at these camps have sometimes been in the spotlight, and some cases of abuse have been reported. One teenager was seriously injured after being beaten because he could not complete a difficult routine of push-ups. Apart from these dubious rehabilitation camps, China is trying to deal with internet addiction in other ways. For example, in an effort to limit the amount of time a player can spend on a computer game, new games require players to give their name and identification number and automatically stop the game after 5 hours. It remains to be seen, however, whether these measures will succeed in reducing the number of China's internet addicts.